104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwbacks. The Ed Lover Morning Show. The MTV Movie Awards was last night, hosted by Tiffany Haddish. Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther won Best Villain, and this is what he had to say during his acceptance speech.
I'm shocked that I won this award for Best Villain. You know, I thought for sure Roseanne had that in the bag. You know, crazy.
Now, once I heard that, Jim BT, it got me thinking, are we ragging Roseanne a little too much? I mean, people make mistakes.
That's a big mistake, though. I don't know.
But she didn't direct it at a whole race of people. She directed it at one person. She said Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, VJ, talking about Valerie Jarrett, who is a black woman who is a senior advisor to the President of the United States, former President Barack Obama. So I'm taking your calls. Are we making too much out of this? Let's talk to Candy from the South Side. Candy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Candy, does Roseanne deserve a second chance?
I definitely think she deserves a second chance. I feel like people are writing her ass way too hard. And honestly, everyone has a little bit of, like, racist in them. When have you not cracked a joke about another race? I mean, she took it way too far. I don't condone what she did say, but I do think that she does deserve a second chance.
Greg, what's happening, brother?
How you doing there, lover?
Brother, do you think Roseanne deserves a second chance?
No, sir.
Why not?
I mean, like, here's the thing. I understand giving second chances and everything, but what they're saying is that what's been said and the type of things that Roseanne's been, like, said on Twitter has actually been said for years before it actually hit Twitter. We're just now finding out about
No, we not, because she did it before in 2013 and somebody dug that tweet up.
Yeah, I wonder that's why
enough is enough.
Yeah, and people trying to pass it off as a joke. She wasn't joking. She was dead ass serious. You know when somebody's joking, they put LOL behind it, or they would say, hey, Valerie Jarrett from President Obama's administration looks like a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Ha, 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 ha.
Still, that's not okay. Oh,
nah.
She wasn't joking. Thanks for the call this morning.
There you go, then.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. The Ed Lover Morning Show. Jen and I are talking about Roseanne Barr. This year, are we doing too much? Does Roseanne deserve a second chance? Does she deserve to have her wrist slapped and then go on and be able to do what she needs to do with her show? Let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, brother.
Does Roseanne deserve a second chance?
No, brother. I wanted to say that because we are one of the most forgiving people ever. Because through history, you see what forgiving has gotten us. If you want to, you know, you go through slavery, you know what I mean? And we forgave that. You go through the 60s with the racial, you know, the racial riots and so forth. And because of that forgiveness, that's why we're in the shape that we're in now, trying to move forward. And we're just constantly, you know, made fun of and tried, you know, constantly a target for being degraded. No, she doesn't deserve a second chance.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let me talk to Yolanda from Riverdale.
Yes.
Yolanda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yolanda, does Roseanne deserve a second chance?
Yes, I believe she deserves a second chance. Everyone makes mistakes. She apologized, and everything that they're doing to her, I don't think is right.
Doesn't the Bible say he who is without sin, let them cast the first stone?
Yes, and that's why they need to give her a second chance, because she just made an honest mistake, and she's being crucified, and it's wrong.
Shouldn't there be, like, some punishment that she gets, or, like, maybe they should have docked her pay, or, you know, because there's been plenty of people that made mistakes. We all got family that went to jail for something dumb they did. And then when they come home and they can't find work or something, we're all the first ones yelling, well, they did their time, they paid their debt to society, give them a second chance, right?
You're right, and you're exactly right, and that's what they need to do for her. Canceling her show, that was just too extreme. They did too much.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Y'all keep the calls coming, 312-729-1043. In our forgiving society, the way we forgive people that have done things wrong, and we always say give them a second chance, are we riding Roseanne a little too much, and does she deserve a second chance? Tracy is on the line from Aurora. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing quite well. Does Roseanne Barr deserve a second chance?
Okay, here's how I feel about this. I definitely believe in forgiveness, but this was not a mistake. This woman purposely set out to hurt Valerie. Not only did she hurt her, she offended a whole race of people. She thought she'd get away with it because she's Roseanne, but the fact of the matter is people are tired of this. I believe she should fade away for a while, maybe bounce back in a few years or so when she's learned her lesson, because, excuse my language, her half-ass apology didn't cut it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tracy. Let's talk to Megan from Naperville. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Does Roseanne Barr deserve a second chance?
No, I mean, she's just as sorry because of what she got caught, like, because she got caught, and we really need to be taking responsibility for people's actions. And, I mean, if she's going to post it on Twitter publicly, like, imagine what she's saying, and she has such a huge platform. Like, no, she's only sorry because she got caught. She needs to, like, she needs to take punishment for this.
Okay, thanks a lot, Megan. I appreciate the call this morning. Let's talk to Rallo from the South Side.
Absolutely.
How you doing, Rallo? Good.
You get good, man. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it.
No doubt. But no, let that sit in. Let it sting for a little bit for her.
Thank you. That's well put.
Thank you, Rallo. You know what? I was playing devil's advocate this morning, Rallo, but I totally agree. And if you do your research on it, this is not, if this was the first time, I would have said give her another chance. But this is not the first time. She did it before to somebody else in the Obama administration making a racist comment toward them in 2013 on Twitter. And somebody pulled that up. And she can't pass this off as a joke.
No.
Man, not, man. I mean, how many times we got to keep taking the little, you know, slap to the face?
Right.
All I'm going to say is Colin Kaepernick. Give him a second chance then.
Very good point. Very good point. Appreciate all the calls this morning, y'all. Everybody called in. It was very great. Great responses.
Oh, my gosh. And, all of you, just fabulous input.
Right. If somebody do something one time, Jen, and you catch them stealing from the grocery store, they shouldn't get 40 years. They should get something to slap on the wrist or something and be able to rehabilitate themselves. With Roseanne, it's not the first time. And you can't pass this off. Oh, I'm a comedian, so I was being funny. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I was on Ambien. Nah, darling.
No, Roseanne.
No, not at all. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, y'all.